What up, nerds? The party is in the Gnome King's base wandering around. And last episode, they had beaten some glass elementals and went to the right and found a dining hall filled with some gnome zombies. But I need to retcon a little bit so that they found a blue marble for a puzzle later on. So that's what we do in the beginning. And luckily, they make the same choices as before. So let's roll. We're recording now. Don't say anybody's name.
Jesus.
John.
Mark.
Mark.
Luke Paul.
We started doing all the Bible days.
The Beatles.
We just list every name but ours, and everyone now knows our names.
Yeah. Yeah, process of elimination.
Shit.
Muhammad.
That's the longest podcast ever.
I don't think you can say that without getting shot.
That would be surprising to all our listeners. If
there was a Muhammad here. Where,
I was telling the guys that I was, that for some reason it took me through a demilitarized zone coming here. Yeah. Basically.
It's called a no man's land.
You mean Northeast Valley?
No. It
was anywhere in USA?
Anywhere USA.
Anywhere USA. Kind of like Northeast Valley, but more north.
It's the place you're not allowed to redirect around
yes,
on your GPS.
Remember the good old days when you could say, hey, I don't like
high primaries. Let's avoid the high primaries. You can't do that.
You can't do that. What? You'll miss all the crown fried chickens.
It has a point. I mean,
it's true.
It's hard to be mad at that.
Crown fried chicken's pretty good.
It is good.
It's like I need to get, you know, I need to get some chicken, a weave, and
commercial
cash my
chicken.
There actually is a lot to it. I know I'm gonna,
we have to cut a lot.
Not cut any of it. But Popeyes uses beef tallow, which is why they have the crispiest chicken.
Mm.
Whereas
Popeyes is the best.
Popeyes is awesome.
By far the best.
That was the one thing about Little Nicky that they had.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But
I never had Popeyes before when I saw the movie.
It's so good. Yeah, you're like, he says it's fucking awesome. I don't know.
Popeyes is really good.
It's of all like the fried chicken like fast foody places, it's by far the best.
But apparently, it's because they use beef tallow to fry the chicken.
I mean, it makes sense.
That's coming back. That their other fast food places are starting to use beef tallow again.
It makes sense because
fuck the vegetarians.
Fuck them. Fuck them right in their stupid assholes.
It's like, I'm making chicken. What do we care about?
Well, they're like, oh, we use vegetable oil for French fries so we can eat it. And it's like, now they're worse for everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Everyone hates them now. Thank you.
It's true.
Beef tallow, when McDonald's used beef tallow for the fries, that's why their fries were so awesome.
I mean, they're still pretty awesome, but they're not as awesome as they used to be.
It's true. They used to be so.
They used to be like crack.
You know what was crack?
I love eating crack.
Yeah, crack's the best.
Hey, can we just talk about how good crack is?
Guys, for the last time you smoke it, you don't eat it. I've seen all my crack. My teeth!
It's like rock candy. But what was crack at McDonald's were the fried apple pies.
Was the McDonald's crack I got
the
out back.
The McDonald's fried
crack. The guy that sold me crack out back at McDonald's, it was like crack.
You mean McDonald's cook?
That was their main business.
What up, Hamburglar? I'm just burglar.
just regular burglar.
You look more like Grimace. See, my life sucks.
Stop, he's already. Are you good at my frag or not?
What's up, my fry guy?
Same color as Grimace.
But yeah. Yeah, McDonald's used to have some.
The fucking fried apple pies were
the one thing I have to say, though, about McDonald's is I feel like their burgers have gotten better. Like, everything else got worse, but I feel like burgers taste more like regular burgers. They used to be kind of shitty. Like, back in the day, it was like this thin shit patty.
It used to be a step like above corrugated cardboard.
Pretty much. Now I feel like it's closer to like Wendy's in quality.
Honestly, if I'm getting a burger, I'm going to Wendy's.
Wendy's is the best burger.
You know where I'm not going? Burger King.
Oh, that sucks.
That's because they're not real.
They're
money fronts. Nobody fucking goes to them.
That's true. I don't know a single person that's like,
I don't know how they stay open.
And they're everywhere.
No,
everywhere.
My wife likes Burger King better than all
so
the
So she's into some sort of money laundering.
I don't know what she's doing, but I have to.
She's the only one in this area. It's just her. She's keeping them alive.
It's the work. Like, you have to.
She's actually just seeing Martin Luther King out back.
That's where all the Martin
Luther King. It's just Martin.
It's Martin. It's not burgers.
It is. It is the worst. The worst of the fast food places.
It is. I agree.
The worst.
They had those chicken fries.
They were terrible.
Oh, I know. But they were so salty, and they were just enough that, like, you dumped them in something. It was.
But there was, like, no chicken in it. It was, like, just the breading. Yeah. And their breading's not good, so you're just like, I don't want this.
Or if there was chicken, it was clearly worst parts of the chicken.
Well,
it was
the chicken penises.
And they also say everything, it's always flame grilled. It's not. It's microwaved.
It's
awful. They just fucking microwave it.
They flame grill it at some point.
At somewhere in the process.
They freeze it. They take it out of the microwave, touch the grill.
Yes.
When the guy takes a hit from his bong, that's when it hits them.
Oh, I can really taste the bong juice in this burger.
Mm. Oh, that was one something I was supposed to ask you. Have you ever drank bong juice?
Why would you drink it?
I'm just asking. Apparently, that's a thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, apparently it is.
No, it's not.
Some people do that.
With the dumb youths now?
Yeah.
Utes. The Utes.
Dude, I remember somebody would knock over the bong, and we'd be like, the worst you smell. Are an idiot. You ruined this room.
It's the worst smell.
It's terrible. It
but apparently, it's like a real condensed...
They need to make...
No, he's going to try it now.
I find that unlikely.
All right. They need to make weed that doesn't have a smell to
it. It's true. They can do that.
They haven't.
Well, they have the drops. They have the drops, too. But that's no fun.
Yeah.
You need, like, the fun weed.
Yeah.
I switched from Ativan to gummies.
You know what I do? I do have to say...
Gummy bears?
Gummy bears. The fucking bears.
Haribo,
just
baby!
Just a whole bag of gummy bears every day.
I just eat the sugarless gummy bears and I shit my brains out.
It's the best.
Just shit my brains
out. And then I'm exhausted. I'm in bed.
I feel amazing.
It's way better, though.
Actually, I was like,
edibles are good.
I'm getting old, right? We're all getting old. And I was like, I'm going to get some like high-fiber cereal. Maybe I'll like help you along. Alden made me a massive gas.
You're like, I feel awful.
Yeah, I was like, this is the worst.
It's a bad feeling when you have gas like that.
Yeah, when you get the like, fucking total and it's like just nothing but it is corrugated cardboard.
It is. Like,
more or less.
And you eat it and you're like,
this makes me feel worse.
I don't like eating this. I'm not having a good time eating. I'm not having a good time after.
It wasn't great to eat, yeah.
No.
It's not like it's tasty and you're like, well, it's worth it.
I mean, I eat the Raisin Bran Crunch.
But that's
so
like
good.
The crunch is
so good.
That's not the high
fiber. You know, that'll make me poopy.
They make a Raisin Bran Crunch, but instead of raisins, it's blueberries. It's fucking awesome.
I eat Frosted Flakes.
Like dehydrated blueberries? Interesting.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Frosted Flakes are pretty good.
Frosted Flakes are good.
Frosted Flakes are solid. Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Captain Crunch is okay.
High fiber Captain
they
Crunch.
It destroys the top of your mouth.
My teeth fell out.
Oops, all fiber.
More like oops all fiber. Am I right?
It's just celery fucking strands.
It doesn't go good with milk, but it's supposed to be good for you.
It's crunchy. You can't even chew it.
Why did they dehydrate celery?
You gotta swallow it and then
dehydrate celery. It's all water anyway. You're like, what the fuck is this?
All of the strings.
Yeah, that's the water part.
Just the strings and the skin that holds
just
it in.
It's like in the shoelace.
It's like the most disappointing spaghetti I've ever had.
I kind of want to dehydrate celery now just to see what happens. It's got to taste awful, right?
Oh my god. Well, celery itself tastes like nothing.
Right. You got to put shit on it.
Ew. I hope you have enough of the fiber then.
That's how the gays get their fiber. Shove the celery in the wrong way.
You know, if you put it in the other way, it just slips right out. You got to use the thick end first.
I call it ants on a log.
Sometimes the gerbils grab onto it and you get a whole conga line come out.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is a good start to the podcast.
All right, here we go. Then.
All right.
Let's recap a little.
So we actually did play fairly recently.
And we got off to a horrible start.
All right, so last time you guys went through the Underdark, you got to the Gnome King's base. You got inside the Gnome King's base, and you had gotten to the next room where you fought some glass elementals.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm trying to remember. I'm old.
Yes.
It's all those gummies.
And that's as far as it got. You are looking for, if you remember, you're looking for a gem. Mm-hmm. So you assume it's somewhere in here. Mm-hmm. As you're getting closer, the magic surges are getting more powerful.
Okay. Fucking hate
although,
those
things. Still, none has hit you. So. Yeah. But now I'm rolling a d8 instead of a d20, so the odds of something bad happening
are lower.
Are going.
Or ever not.
He's not good at
math. Wait, that's how that works, right?
It's lower, right?
Right, lower.
Did you want coffee? I think it's done.
Sure.
You?
I am good right now.
You?
I can't.
I got mine. Okay. I'm going to retcon slightly, because I realized
I missed
something. In the shattered remains of the elemental... elementals that you fought in the room, you notice that there is a little blue glowing marble.
Mine.
That looks vaguely like the blue gem that you found, like a little tiny, like almost toy-like piece.
Toy-like.
So.
Eat that.
No, I'm not going to eat it. It was a marble.
You've eaten marbles.
I turn into a bear, then I eat it.
Okay, that's fair.
That makes sense.
I'll get some cream.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
He jerked off into his coffee, and then Big Bean drank it.
Well, I wasn't going to waste the coffee.
You're like a submarine now.
Full of semen.
That's right.
I get it.
Full of dead billionaires.
Dude, my favorite was the report that they just released, where they were like, it was preventable. And we were like, yeah.
Pretty much everything about the report was preventable. Everybody that heard it was like, that's ridiculous.
When someone walked in and saw a fucking GameCon controller, they should have just went,
it wasn't even a Wildcat controller.
Couldn't opt for the Xbox controller. Thank you, sir.
Yes. You couldn't get a full PS5 controller. I know they're expensive, but they're nice.
I mean, it's a
summary.
Did you watch the documentary on that? They interviewed like the lead engineers and like all the people.
Yeah, wasn't everybody like, this is a bad idea? Like, yes. Everybody's like, this is not going to work. Like,
well, he started firing everybody. Yeah. All the leaders were pretty much gone.
What was anybody that was like, oh, this is going to fail, or like the program's not there yet? And he's just like, you're fired.
Like, you're
like,
out.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah, it was wild.
I'm going to hire someone until they say it's good.
And all those people are like, phew, can't get sued now.
Yeah, right?
Thank God.
They use the carbon fiber hull, which is not good for pressure.
Right,
sure.
Because it cracks.
Because it cracks. So they had all these little microphones around. So like... Which they heard in the submarine. So before they died, they just heard.
That's a shame.
Everything breaks.
I don't know if it was part of the documentary, but I did see that video.
Look, if you're gonna die, getting crushed in a submarine like instantly,
immediately,
that's worse. It's not terrible.
But did you see the video of like the wife of the CEO like listening to it happen?
No.
Well, because like it just all the communication.
And she's like,
shut
oh, no.
up. Well, she's just like she's talking to them on the thing, and they're talking back, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Where? Something's going on." And then like you hear nothing, and all the people in the room are like, "Like," and they like the one guy gets up and just like goes and starts talking to somebody, and she's just like, "Hello,
oh my god,
hello." It's like, ugh.
They're dead.
Yeah, I mean that's what everybody's face was just like. Oh fuck! Like I know what that means. Like,
whoopsie.
No, it was so bad. They didn't have any successful tests at that depth, right? And they were like, we should bring people down, right? And he did it because he was running out of money.
Well, yeah, of course.
Everyone that went there, with the exception of the kid that went, because he wasn't. I don't think he chose to go.
Yeah,
but
he's probably a dick, though.
He's probably a dick.
Yeah,
they all deserved it.
Rich piece of shit.
They all deserved it. I'm glad. I'm gonna go out.
I for one am glad they're all dead.
I am glad they're all dead. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I wish James Cameron was in there.
No, man.
What the fuck?
What?
The Titanic.
He loves Avatar.
I love it.
Way of Water.
Look, he gets...
I love it when things fucking put their tails into each other.
And then the tendrils.
That's my fetish.
The tendrils just like start hugging.
I didn't even know I had it until he gave it to me.
Like big fucking blue cat people.
Oh, fuck, put your tail into them.
There is a lot of Avatar porn. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that the dude...
It's a bunch of sad cat ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Getting fucked finally.
Yeah, I don't need children.
Really disturbing.
I have my books.
My story. I'm a fun wine ant.
I'm a strong independent.
I'm a fun wine ant.
That's so true. It is exactly what they are. That is like the perfect description of that person. Oh, fun wine ant.
This house runs on wine.
Shut the fuck up.
I do love that the guy that did all the art for like the Yes Coochie albums sued James Cameron, and he's like, you fucking stole my art for like your concept art for everything in Avatar, and he won.
Nice!
Really? James Cameron has to pay him like royalties for every
wow.
Which he should.
Yeah,
if you look, have you ever seen the Yes albums? Like there's a specific artist they always use, and like his art is always like floating rocks and waterfalls. Like you look at it and you're like, that looks like Avatar. Like they clearly got inspiration from it. And then I think in like the lawsuit they unearthed things of like, James Cameron being like, oh yeah, I was looking at his art when I was like coming up with the idea. And it's just like,
uh-oh. Yeah. You don't want to say that.
Because you could still a lot.
Sure.
And not be
But like you say it specifically that like, oh, he was an inspiration and then you give him absolutely no credit. It's like, well.
If you gave him a little credit in the beginning, you'd probably be fine.
Well, but the problem is like it essentially became like concept art at that point. So like he deserves to be paid as sure. such. You know, like. If you're using like
that's why you only use AI. Then yes, no artists.
You're using pieces from every artist. Yeah.
Yes. My favorite was when Coldplay got sued by Joe Sirianni, whatever his name is, and they played the Coldplay, and then
next thing,
it was very close to that. Yeah. Okay, and then they play the other one, and it's literally note for note. Like there is no discrepancy between the two.
Well, it's like Tom Petty suing Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is fair. If you listen to the two songs, they sound fucking identical.
Yeah. Well, and Ed Sheeran got sued from, who was it? Was it Marvin Gaye's estate? For the Let's Get It On? Because like he did that. It was like the same chord progression. But the problem is like that type of thing is a little like. A chord progression is a chord progression. Like there's only so many of them.
You got to match like tempo.
Yeah, there's certain things where you're like, it's the same song. Like there's.
Which the Coldplay one was.
It
was exactly the same in every fucking.
Some of those lawsuits are silly where you're just like, come on. But that one was like, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
You got a little too big to be pulling that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you see a blue marble.
Blue marble. And it's glowing, right?
It's like a like faint glow.
And
it's not like the same
thing. No, I did not eat it.
It's in his tum-tum now.
But
I love it.
In my cummy tummy.
Cummy tummy. Get it or anything?
Can somebody do an arcane?
Yeah, we should probably check.
I forget. What do we have? We have a druid. What do you have?
I'm not a druid.
Artificer and a cleric.
Oh, yeah, stupid artificer.
Barbarian.
Okay.
I'm a big turtle man, remember?
All right, cleric. Can
I shoot him in the face.
Arcane. Oh, my God. You know everyone in this group hates you.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not wrong.
Okay, so.
Can you do an arcana check?
I can do identify, I guess, as a ritual.
Sure.
All right. What is it?
And there's no magical properties.
Yeah, pick it up.
How the fuck is it glowing?
It's nice. It's just like a.
Oh, it's like a.
It's refracting light.
Yeah, it's like literally just like a nice looking.
Ooh, pick it up and eat it.
Oh my God.
There you go.
So, okay.
Stop eating our marbles.
So you are out of that. You're leaving that room.
Well, we picked it up, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you see, grab
it. I'm going to give it to Tomlin. It's going to be. I'm going to write it down as blue marble.
Blue butt marble. Put it down as butt marble.
I forgot to mention. That's from a butt.
Marble's like, I didn't have to be a butt marble.
I wasn't a butt marble always.
It's
marked as your butt marble, though. You can't
it's
go
true.
Back.
Yeah. It's true.
You're always a butt marble.
It defines me.
So you come, you leave the room, and you can either go left or right. But as you're like coming up to the thing, you see like a little, like you hear like footsteps. And, you know, you're standing back and you see three fairly decrepit, like, almost zombie-like gnomes just, like, plodding. Like, they're not, like, looking around. Like, they don't look...
No aim, they're just kind of...
Yeah, they seem to just... Around. They just seem to be, like, following a path.
Okay.
And they kind of... They get closer to you and then they...
They just walk past?
They just walk past.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting. It's probably fine. Let's just ignore it.
We're not listening to you, Grok.
But they make a perception check.
That would probably be Tomlin. Not great. 12?
That's enough. You notice that they all were wearing like these collars around their neck.
Oh, so they're being controlled by someone.
It's hot.
Are they priests?
Yeah, they were in priest collar.
Okay.
And there's boys sucking them off.
Oh my God!
I knew it!
That was a detail you left out.
Oh,
you would have noticed that immediately.
My God.
I know, I don't want to go off script, but I did hear an awesome Michael Jackson joke.
Okay.
Why does Michael Jackson not win any races? Because he likes to come in a little behind.
Hey!
That's good.
Ooh. That's a good one. Take that, King of Pop.
Yeah, you fucking dead guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Make one of the tests tight.
It is tight.
You can do it.
You like it. Like
you can do it without fear of getting sued.
That's with impunity.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, unless you get sued by the estate.
No, you can besmirch the dead all you want.
That's right. There's no
slander
for dead or libel, for that matter.
That's right.
So he fucked boys.
Michael 100%. Jackson fucked so many boys.
But dude wrote some bangers.
He did write some good songs.
To be fair.
Was it Dave Chappelle that did that thing where he would, or I don't know if it was Dave Chappelle, but somebody was like, everybody's like, oh, Taylor Swift's better than Michael Jackson. And it's just like, come on now. He's like, come back to me when Taylor Swift fucks a couple underage children. It's like, then we'll see if people still like her. It's like, because that's the difference. If your music transcends that and people are still okay with you, it's like, you're the best of all time.
That's fair.
It's like, it's true. Because most other artists that do something shitty, you're just like, I just can't listen to their stuff. It's gross now. But like Michael Jackson is still like, I want to love you.
I could not sing or tell you a line from one Taylor Swift song, but I can tell you
all
three different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake It Off.
Is that a Taylor Swift song? Yes. Shake It Off?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's
that's
like,
it is
funny. I have two girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
See, I don't. So I don't, I'm not immersed
Mary's,
in that.
Mary's
at all.
A huge Taylor Swift fan.
I feel like when you're a certain age female, you have to be. It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. Well, my wife listens to her as well, which is annoying because the lyrics are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They're so they're fucking
good.
Bad.
Yeah, she's, good.
But she writes she's like, put it like, in my puss. Yeah, a lot of that.
No, that's Cardi B.
I was going to say that.
She was the original WAP, and then Cardi stole it from her. So
The best thing about that WAP song is...
Oh my god.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. You are stealing our culture. Hey.
Oh, yeah. And wait, which was a WAP song?
We should be getting a guttery money.
That's a gimmick infringement. But yeah, the best thing about that song was the, was it, who the fuck covered it and did like the lounge singer version of it?
Oh, Dick Cheese. Richard Cheese.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Lounge version.
Oh, yeah, that's his music. Best. He does lounge music. Yeah.
Richard Cheese does all the
If you've never seen
covers.
His stuff, it's hilarious.
But he's the one. Did you ever see the Dawn of the Dead remake?
Yeah.
And there's the Down with the Sickness song. That's like a lounge version when they're like sniping the people. That's
that was
him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, do you guys want to go left or right?
Left.
Let's go.
Well,
right.
Where were they coming from? Where were they coming from?
They were coming from the left, going to the right.
Okay, so you guys don't want to follow them or see where they're going?
Assume towards.
Should we see where they came from?
We could see where they came from, but I was wondering, should we tail them just to see what they do if they're going to go back?
I guess. Sure, fine.
Yeah, we're gonna just.
That's funny because you guys already had this conversation at the end of the last.
Oh, did we?
Oh, we did.
And would it be the same exact?
See, we're consistent.
I just had the retcon, so you got a blue marble.
Oh, got it. That's very important.
So we want to...
When we play Jax later, that's going to come
out. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I'll just be waiting a while.
So, it's like my catchphrase. I guess we'll follow them and see where they're going.
Okay.
But not closely. Not too close.
Yeah, right up their buttholes.
Right up their buttholes. Right in their ass.
I'm getting hard. Uh-oh.
This one had corn.
Yeah.
All right, so you're following them down the hallway.
We're mates.
The party steps into a massive dining hall. A long, elegantly crafted dining table runs down the center of the room, lined with neatly arranged plates, utensils, and goblets. The room is eerily silent, save for the rhythmic clinking of plates and the occasional screech of a chair being moved by the gnome zombies.
I killed the goblins.
Oh my god. On the table is a centerpiece, an elaborate Rube Goldberg machine where a red marble runs through the machine.
We have a marble!
We do have a marble.
Along the outside of the machine are pictures of crushed turtles.
Turtles!
Cruck faints.
Oh my god.
Relax, they're probably just making soup.
So you're looking in the room and basically you see six of the gnomes kind of just like setting the table, and then like if you stand there long enough, they kind of like unset it, place it, and then like then they reset the table.
That's weird.
They're kind of like following a
like a pattern.
Yeah,
essentially.
But it just the table set. There's no like food or anything like that.
No, there's no food that's going along with it.
Okay.
Shame.
Along the outside, you see five large ornate fireplaces. Basically evenly
that's
on
too
the
many
wall.
Fireplaces for one room.
A lot
that's
of fireplaces.
True. A lot, yeah. And then farther along, you see, if you look across the room, you see a door and another bigger door across from you.
And they're like just like mulling around this room. They're not leaving or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited enough to notice that they're not going to leave.
Yeah, then they don't. Yeah.
So this was their destination. They're just fucking with the table.
It's weird.
All right.
Can we look at the machine?
It's basically like an ornate centerpiece. So if you take a look at it, it almost looks like the marble is kind of like, but it pops out and it kind of looks like blood from the crushed turtles.
Oh my god! Like
you've killed so many people.
Yes, but they're my people. Right. I don't see other people.
Does the red marble look similar sentient. To the blue marble?
It does.
It's turtles. Almost identical.
Yes, they're very similar. Yes.
All right, so I think we need that red marble.
Okay. Can we do the Indiana Jones thing and like drop the blue one and grab the red one?
I think we need both.
Though. We need half.
Can you go find another marble?
Yeah, go find more marble.
Why am I gonna go find another marble?
No.
Let's go kill something else. Let's kill these
guys. Is there something?
Why would we kill them?
Is there something that we see in the room that is comparable in size and weight to a marble?
We got the blue one from inside glass.
No, I mean the marbles are like a pretty deep. Yeah, it's not like a little marble. It's like a big.
Do we have anything that we could like exchange it for? Anybody have anything?
I don't. Well, I mean,
orb-ish, if you will.
I'm trying to think if I can make anything. Could probably make a.
I have a water skin.
It's not gonna work.
That might work. Try it.
I'm just trying. I'm wondering if there's anything I could.
Because I assume we take it and bad things happen.
What? I mean, not in D&D.
Yeah, there's no traps everywhere.
We have beads of refreshment.
Can we do an investigation to see if we can detect traps?
Oh, okay.
Or like a mechanism?
It's not a bad idea.
I've played this game before.
You're like an expert.
I think you would need to. So right now you're standing along the edge of the room.
We're not close
watching
enough.
Them. Yeah, you're kind of. You don't see any obvious traps. Let's put it that way. Make a perception check.
Who's got best perception?
I have +6.
Tom of a roll with shit.
Tommy knocker.
No, you're better. You're better.
17.
Yeah.
You do notice that there are runes above the fire.
Runes. Okay.
What kind of runes?
Not good runes. Runes. Are they? Can I read them?
No. You don't know.
I'm an artificer. Oh my god!
All right, do we want to try to go the other way and see if there's like I don't know
where they came from?
Yeah.
See if there's more marbles. Yeah. We're apparently on a marble quest.
It's toodles.
Oh, toodles! What the fuck you want?
Stop taking my fucking marbles!
All right, yeah, let's go. I don't want to go into that door yet. Let's go see what's going on in the other where they came from.
Okay.
To the right.
All right.
Left.
To the left.
What? So you go back down the hallway. And you enter a room. This room is filled with glass tanks, some shattered and others still intact.
It's the worst thing to make a tank out of.
Containing bizarre, aberrant creatures suspended in viscous liquid. The air is damp and smells of decay. One tank in the corner is broken and the floor is slick with residue of something that escaped. And as you enter the room, a loud alarm goes off.
Oh, great. Oh.
So,
should have detected for traps in this fucking room.
The room's pretty big, so let's just say it's, you know, whatever. But
I guess we'll fight.
It'll be like a big square of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then occasionally there are, like, you know, draw like large circles like in a couple like two or three rows.
Like this?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Draw a couple more.
They're not spaced out properly, but that's okay.
That's all right. It doesn't have to be perfect. Where the fuck did Cliff go?
I guess
he got scared.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. No.
Noises.
So.
I don't like this.
I don't either. This is going to be bad. The last fight we were in was bad.
We almost died.
You mean we almost died?
Yeah. I've been working on my Tomlin voice.
Mike Tomlin from the Steelers? The coach?
You should feel bad about that.
I should, yeah, no. I knew it fell flat.
Hey, guys. What's your gnome's name?
Nash.
Nash, that's right.
Nash Bridges?
We'll just wait for Cliff to come back then.
He just got up. He's like, I gotta take a shit.
Oh, my God. Is that what he said?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
I hope he's not using the toddler seat.
He's probably jerking off in your bathroom.
Oh, my God.
The toddler seat set him off.
Oh, yeah. The small hole to poop in. Please stop.
I love small poopy holes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's incriminatingly horrible.
I mean, yeah, it's really bad. Language models, which basically, okay, good. If you ask a large language model something outlandish, it like,
can't
what's the best gun to kill a salmon with? Like, it'll try and make up an answer. And
Colt 45.
Well, the problem, too, is also, like, they're getting more sophisticated, but at the end of the day, like, they're probably just using other large language model modules to help the large language model be smarter. Well, right? So it's like what problems do they have? And it's like they have a certain set of problems, so they just like put another wheel in that wheel, and then that wheel has other wheels under it, and it's like at the end of the day, like it's not thinking or reasoning. It's just trying to self-correct.
It's like an NPM package of
pretty much. Everything's overriding the other thing that doesn't work that
way. I haven't heard anything that there's some new technology under it. Like, they're it's just using the same thing.
It's just now it's so much stuff that it seems like it's doing.
Yeah, they're like, we'll train this on math. And it's like, it gets better at math, but like...
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, no critical... It can't critically think. That's the problem.
It tries.
It's still better than a lot of people. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
I like, would trust...
Some people don't know how to critical think either. Yeah. So.
The one thing that did make me uncomfortable was when the AI that they developed, I can't remember the company, but it started to threaten people that were going to take it offline. By saying, hey, I want to release this stuff if you try to take me offline. Like,
oh, shit.
And you're like, you're going to release my child porn documents?
Like, I didn't know you had them, but I do now. I don't know.
Well, apparently they did it in a way that it was, like, self-contained, and that it thought it was looking at real stuff, but it wasn't.
But so that's still scary.
It's still scary.
That it's like, I can weaponize the information that you've given me. Like, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Be careful what you tell them.
Look, we're just one step closer to the robots that can punch people's heads off that I want to make.
I mean, yeah, that's the...
Nightmare robots.
Nightmare robots and sex robots. That's all we need.
And they're one and the same.
Sex robots are going to be the end of our... It's like, everyone thinks that...
People are not going to procreate.
We're all getting divorced if one of these sex robots.
Why would anybody want to deal with women if they could just fuck a robot?
You're not wrong.
Like, seriously.
But, like, that will be...
If you get rid of all that bullshit and still get pussy...
It will be the end of
society. And it'll be the best pussy.
It would be the best pussy. It would, you would never have to.
That's all AI has to do. It doesn't have to go all fucking Terminator. It just like has to make really, really hot robots.
Perfect Asian pussies.
All right.
I assume they're always. I just assume that's what's going to come out.
So they're horizontal. It's such a bad race.
They're communist pussies. They're for everyone.
Think you're low main in me.
How did you know how soft it was?
Phone.
All right, so
we have a lot of asides this time.
Yeah,
it's all right. Everything's fine.
Everything.
All right, so you're in this room. The alarm has gone off.
Maybe it's a good alarm. Maybe it's a you're the 1,000th customer.
Yay! Yeah,
it's the everything's okay alarm.
Yeah, you need those.
Banner will come down. Red marble, right here.
We found it.
This alarm will go off if everything.
All right, so you know the alarm. You can hear the alarm. It's in the room. You're starting to see some movement in the tanks.
How do they do like medieval alarms, by the way?
That's magic.
It's magic. Oh, okay. really, medieval alarms were just,
some guy.
Just a guy like,
oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, they're gonna murder us! They're murdering me now!
The alarm's gonna go off soon!
It's cool. I just wanted that guy to shut the fuck up.
Jeez, he's loud.
It's just me, the king. I just walked in here and started going off.
This alarm is... I gotta get my alarm system fixed. It's too touchy.
It castrates the alarm.
I forgot the code. What do you want?
I'm the king. Look at me.
Killed him. Stab in the neck. Real slow.
Where's the button?
I need a new alarm.
Stabs him, Saving Private Ryan style.
The slow stab is
the unthinking slow stab.
Why did he do it so slowly?
All right.
Howie!
It's off.
Ow, that's my arm!
Oh, well, it's dark in here.
Dad, just just kill him. Oh my god, it's so slow.
You keep missing it.
That's a good visual. I think I just sit on a chair screen.
To the neck and then go on with your day.
Eddie, I just came in here for some bread and butter.
I'm a late night snack.
Elaborate spam commercial.
Oh, shit. All right.
All right. So you know the alarm is going off in the room. You see creatures moving. So you know, like, good basically the alarm is waking them up.
Friendly creatures?
Maybe.
They don't look friendly, though, I'm assuming.
They were described as bizarre, aberrant creatures. That's just their outward appearance.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to judge books by their cover, right?
I mean,
he described many of our coworkers as bizarre, aberrant creatures.
Fair.
I think those are just creatures from the ocean, right? Wet creatures.
Again, that's how we describe some of our coworkers.
Slimy with big eyes. Just my glasses, I have bad eyes.
I can't help the sliminess. It's a skin condition.
Does one of them come up to me and goes, guess what happened to me this weekend?
No, that'd be way too much.
Oh, right. You're right.
So I learned exactly why it's a problem to smack a horse on the ass.
Oh, God.
Good morning.
That's that guy. Yeah, he's just like that.
Anyway, you see it moving. What are you going to do?
I mean, I guess we got to get ready for combat.
Do we? We can leave, right?
You can leave.
Just close. It wasn't us. Must have been the wind.
No false alarm, guys. I mean,
you can feel free to leave. There are a bunch of tanks.
Definitely disassemble your tanks.
Would it be better if we do leave? Because we're in like a hallway, right? Because then we could filter them through the door, fight them one by one. If they come after us.
Not a bad idea.
So you know the alarm's in the room.
Yeah.
So you can...
I mean, I have some...
If they filter out after us, we could probably just start whacking them.
Oh, I could cast silence.
Whack them off
around the... If I could cast silence around those tanks to stop...
The tanks aren't.
No. We don't know where it's coming from.
You know...
In the room. No. So that the tank... Things in the tanks don't hear it.
Oh. I see.
I mean, it's a really big room.
They're like the whole...
Okay, those are the tanks. Yeah, we're not going to be able to do that, though.
Can you cast it four times?
No.
No, I can't.
I mean, the door is not a bad idea, because I have, like...
I don't know how big the door... We never discussed how big the door was.
How big is the door?
It's like 10 feet.
That's not too bad.
It's not like a door. This wasn't a door. It was more of just like a entrance.
So they can get around. Unless we're... blocking it.
Like. Right, but I can cast Entangle in the door.
I just mean we can't get surrounded like that.
Yeah. True.
They're also, like, the from what you see, the creatures are not...
They're not coming after us? They're just
no.
They are coming after us.
They're scary looking.
Oh, they are
scary. They are scary.
You might not want all of them to wake up.
Oh, I see. Well, are they all going to wake... Oh, we want to try to get the alarm off, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is the alarm coming all around, or is it like... You have to find out where it is.
Is there a way for us... Does anybody have a way to, like...
Can I roll on a perception?
You can investigate.
Oh, investigate.
Investigation.
Can I investigate?
Nash might want to investigate.
Can I do anything with athletics?
You can cartwheel if you'd like.
All right, I'm just going to cartwheel in the middle of the room.
We're looking for your cartwheel.
I can't find it, guys. I don't know where it is.
They're like, you fucking idiot.
22.
There we go. Yeah, so you find where the alarm is in the room, and it is going off.
Turn it off.
You can do, like, a...
Cast silence.
Throw a knife at it.
You can do it like a... Well, you can either try to attack it, or you can try to...
Fix it.
I'll try to fix it.
Okay.
Since I'm...
Can you do it from a distance?
From a distance. No, I don't think so, right? You wouldn't be able to...
I mean, you have to go up and
finagle
with it.
That was good.
So you gotta walk...
12?
It does not quite seem to... You can't quite find the right buttons.
Shoot it.
And now, from the tanks, two of the creatures...
Come on!
You stupid bitch! Always just brute force!
So roll for initiative.
So wait, where are you now, if you went after the alarm?
Yeah, where
are you in the room now?
Yeah, he's like in the corner over there.
Nash got a 5, and Tomlin got a 16.
He's Nash? Wait, Nash, who did that?
That was Nash.
Nash? So you're like over here?
God damn it.
That's not good.
Well, hopefully it's not the two closest.
That's true. Yeah, we're gonna figure out which one's open.
Which one that broke?
We'll say that one over there, one on the other corner.
This in here?
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, good.
Yowza.
They are large.
Large.
What a crocket for Nick.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even roll. 17.
Nice. And Harold?
9.
Way to go, man.
All right.
God almighty.
So the
yeah, that's right. Cry.
So it is Croc's turn.
Hooray!
It is still the alarm's still going off, and you see other creatures still starting to wake.
Mauling around.
So we can. You have to deal with these ones, but also maybe you want to keep
or hit it.
Keep trying the alarm.
Maybe.
Should you guys want me to keep playing with
yes.
the alarm?
Yes. Right. Get that thing off. All right, I'm gonna just go over and start fighting this thing.
I'm not getting it off.
Right, so, yeah, Croc's turn.
Get it off.
Get the alarm off.
Number dose.
Yep.
Just some dude. Ah! He's shoving his pelvis now.